It's Animal Radio, celebrating the connection with our pets. And we welcome to the airwaves Dr. Doug Green. He's a psychotherapist specializing in helping kids and teens. Doc, welcome to the show.
Hey, Hal. Thank you so much. How are you doing?
Very good. You know, I'm looking at your brand new book. It's called The Teachings of Sherelle, and I like this subtitle, Life Lessons from a Divine Knucklehead. And first of all, who was Sherelle, and why was Sherelle a knucklehead?
She was born that way, I think. But I should throw in there first, just for false advertising, I'm not actually a doctor. I am a therapist, but not an actual doctor. But I have a private practice in L.A., and I'm here because of this dog, because of Sherelle. And she wasn't the smartest dog I ever knew, or the noblest, or purest breed, anything like that. She was kind of a dope a lot of the time. But she was the greatest teacher of timeless wisdom that I ever knew.
She taught you some lessons.
And she taught me a lot of lessons. She was in a pound when I first met her. She was just this puppy in a cage, and there was no card on the cage for her, labeling anything about her. And I turned to one of the employees of the pound and said, "Can you tell me anything about this puppy?" And he said, oh, that's Kelly's dog. Hey, Kelly, somebody wants to buy Knucklehead. And the deal was that this puppy had been, this was a very overcrowded pound. They had, they wouldn't keep dogs more than 4 days. Mm-hmm. And she had been there 5 days and developed a reputation. And I'm saying there had to be 1,000 dogs in there. And she already had a reputation and a nickname. And this one person there had kind of fallen in love with her and stolen the card so that no one could see it and put her down. And just to give her a couple more days. And that's how I ended up with her. But she was knucklehead before I ever met the poor thing.
Maybe you can give us a tease or a taste of what kind of life lessons we will learn from Sherelle.
Well, I'll give you an early one. When she was, I had her maybe 2 weeks, and she was about 3 months old when I got her. And she had done pretty well. She had learned to use the newspapers pretty well, and she was doing okay. But, of course, accidents happen, and one day I walk into my front room, and there she is under the dining room table, peeing on the carpet, on the rug. And I should add here one thing about her, which was weird at this point, was that she had never barked. And otherwise, she seemed totally normal. But she was part husky, and I know a lot of huskies don't bark, and so I thought maybe it was something to do with that. And I thought, you know, it'll make her less of a watchdog, but it'll be okay. Because she'll be quiet and pleasant to have around. And anyway, I see her under the table, and I walk up to her and sternly say, "No." And she looks around and starts to bite my leg. And I say, "No." And she turns around and starts to lick up the urine. And I say, "No." And she starts to bite the table leg. And I say, "No." And she starts to lick up where I'm mopping up the urine. And I say, "No." And she bites my hand. And I think, "No." And she turns at me and looks at me with this rage in her eyes, just furious frustration. And out of her comes this sound. And it was the cutest thing I've ever seen in my life. And I picked her up and just started, you know, kissing her face and kissing her nose. Like, "I'm sorry. I know this is tough." At that time, what it hit me about that was, that's the moment I fell in love with this dog. But years later, it struck me that really there was a profound moment there, because she, as she grew older, developed the ugliest bark I've ever heard out of any dog. This horrible sound, just awful. And she never once hesitated to bark. She had learned early on that her voice, which, you know, her first expression with her voice was obscenities at me. And her voice was loved and lovable. And in my work, in my psychotherapy practice, what I find is so often people learn the opposite. And they either, their parents will teach them, anything you do is fine, don't worry about it. And then they're screwed up for life. how dare you say such things? You're horrible. And what she got is, don't be inside the house, don't bite the table, don't bite me, and your voice is really treasured. And so she grew up with this belief in herself, this okayness, this lack of shame that we suffer so much from, that was just an incredible fountain for me of goodness and lessons.
You know, these animals, they live in the present. They don't have a past. They don't have a future. And that, I think, is one of the biggest lessons that we could really learn, huh?
Yeah, they live in the moment. Knowing what they've learned, they live in the moment. And that is so spectacular. And, we work so hard at it. We do our mindfulness and meditation, all that. They just have it. They have it courtesy of having smaller brains. And it gives them such a joy in life. I find, the example I love to give to people is when you walk out the door first thing in the morning, what do you do first? And my take is usually you run out the door, you slam it, you lock it, you run to your car because you're running late to work, you're cussing out something, you realize you've forgotten something, you run back inside, grab that, get back in your car, and you're cussing out the drivers that are in your way, and that's it.
You know me, don't you?
Intimately, Judy. A dog, you open that door, and they're going to run outside and stop and take it all in for just 1 second. The ears are up. And if we did that, and you just walked out in the morning and said, wow, what a beautiful day, then it changes your whole morning. Now, you still can cuss the drivers out in the way to work because they deserve it.
Of course.
But you're in a better place. You're in a more cheerful place for it.
The book is called The Teachings of Sherelle, Life Lessons from a Divine Knucklehead, the author, Douglas Green. I have 10 copies to give away right now, toll-free at 1-866-405-8405. If you're not lucky enough to get on through, head on over to Amazon.com or your local bookstore. Douglas Green, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Al. Thanks, Judy.